Hundreds of supporters of the Second Amendment rallied in Harrisburg Monday. The event was hosted by Republican Representative Daryl Metcalf of Butler County.
As a legislator, I've sworn to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution. Article 1, Section 21, the right of the people to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned.
This rally came not long after 2 weeks of hearings by the House Judiciary Committee on proposals to reduce gun violence, including banning AR-15-style weapons and bump stocks. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin talked with Governor Tom Wolf.
Did the 2 weeks of hearings in the House on gun violence, did they really accomplish anything?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of work that has to be done, but I think you're talking about Representative Marsico's hearings. He really, I think, did a good job of trying to get different points of view and getting all the people who wanted to weigh in on the gun violence issue a chance to make their proposals. Now, I'm hoping that those proposals come up for a vote, too. The Senate has already passed Senate Bill 501, intended to keep guns from domestic abusers. That's in the House. I'm hoping that they'll do what the Senate did and get it to my desk, and I'll sign that.
A few days after those hearings were completed, you enlisted, I guess, the help of the state police acting commissioner to put forth, hey, what about universal background checks? They will help us do our job. Do you think this will appeal to, shall we say, those members of the legislature who might describe themselves as law and order, but also are Second Amendment supporters?
I think most people, not all people, are supporters of the Second Amendment. You know, if we can get it out of the realm of some of the most terrible conspiracy theories, we're really just trying to get to a point where families can send their kids off to school and feel comfortable and confident that they'll come home. And I think if we look at it that way, there is a big group of people here who don't want to do anything to undermine the Second Amendment, but just wanted to bring some logic and care to the handling of guns.
I'm going to bring up a few of the items that are being floated out there as bills. How do you feel about arming teachers?
Teachers don't seem to like that. I have created a school safety task force, and when you listen to what teachers and educators are saying, so far I haven't heard any of them say, we really want to be armed with guns.
For a few years now, at least, school districts could apply for grants from the state, either to be used for resource officers, basically security people, or equipment. What about mandating schools to install metal detectors? Your thoughts on that?
You're right to point out that the state actually, we do have a school safety program in place. We work with school districts and state police, work with school districts and local law enforcement. One of the things I want to understand from this task force is, are there other things that we can do in strengthening this program? So one or two things that maybe we ought to consider, and it'll be interesting to see if those things come up as recommendations of the school safety task force.
Are the more difficult ones where you try to ban things such as bump stocks, such as the AR-15 style weapons?
I don't know how difficult that is. I mean, it seems like even the president is okay, wants to ban bump stocks. I have already gone on record saying I support a ban on assault military-style weapons. I think one question would be, should that be done at the state level or should that be done at the federal level? I think it's probably more effective if we just all do it at the national level so that you can't go from state to state and sort of cherry-pick your regulations.
As you interact with members of the legislature, do you get a sense that maybe they are waiting for action at the federal level?
I think on some issues are probably more appropriate at the national level. If you have universal background checks, that ought to be a federal thing. But here in Pennsylvania, we need to do work in both houses to close the gun show loophole that exists. And I think there's bipartisan support for that as well.
Chairman Marsico said after a review of all the proposed legislation is done, he's planning another hearing in May, plans to accept testimony from the public. Do you have hope that something tangible will come from that?
Yeah. And I'm optimistic that with the bipartisan support we have and the real interest in this, that something's going to get done.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.